Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Betty Jane Kozlowski calling.
Hi, how are you, Betty?
Fine. The weather's better. I'm interested in this fiber optical. In fact, I really should purchase it today. I have
Absolutely.
Your flyer where we get $69 or $70 a month.
Absolutely. I can definitely help you with getting set up and getting an install appointment set up for you.
Okay. Okay.
I'll just need a couple pieces of information for you from you. And,
just a couple? Okay.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A couple hundred.
But yeah, no, absolutely. Did you have any questions first regarding our plans?
No, I'd like that price, though, that $70 a month, because I'm paying $129 out your Spectrum.
Absolutely. I know the pain. I completely understand that pain. Mm-hmm. All right, Betty Jane, if you could please provide me with your service address.
Pardon me?
Your what? Service address, please.
Oh, 68 Andrew Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
All right, perfect. Let's go ahead and take a look. Mm-hmm. Got it. All right. And we are able to go ahead and get y'all set up. Is this location a home or a business?
Home.
Okay. And you did state that you wanted the 1 gig.
Pardon me?
You stated you wanted the 1 gig, correct?
What's the 1 gig?
The 1,000 megabytes per second down. That's the plan that's currently going for $69.99 if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, about 100 years old.
Oh, not how old. I was going to say how large.
Oh, Christ.
I mean, mine is definitely over 100.
Yeah, God, but it's still standing. I have, what, 2 floors, 3 bedrooms upstairs, and a basement.
Would you say it's larger than about 1,200 square feet?
Oh, Christ, wait a minute.
Craig, is this house more than 12,000 square feet?
12,000?
No, 1,200.
Oh, shoot. I'm not well today.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That'd be mansion size.
Or Beverly Hills, he said. 1,200?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. Okay, he said.
Okay. The reason that I ask is just because we do offer also a Wi-Fi extender to go with the router that we provide you. That is only $7.99 a month. It's to be able to go ahead and reach those hard-to-reach spaces within the home. So if the Wi-Fi connection, it seems like it's slow or it's dropping in certain areas of the house, it would be a good idea to get the Wi-Fi extender. You don't have to get it right this second. You can always upgrade if you feel that you do need it. But I wanted to at least make you aware of it.
Well, we have one computer, so I don't know.
Okay. Do you also have any smart TVs?
Smart. Smarter than me. Just regular ones.
Okay. All right. No, I was just asking if you planned on streaming or anything like that, using Netflix app or anything like that. A lot of the TVs nowadays actually are considered smart TVs, where you can press the menu button or the smart home menu button. And you'd be able to go ahead and watch TV movies.
Oh, no.
Through specific apps.
That's too complicated for me.
Okay, no worries. And do you rent or own the property?
I own it.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as your power, your phone, your current Spectrum? Are they through the air or under the ground? Or are you not sure?
I'm really not sure.
Okay, no worries.
How are you? Say that again, how I do what to the home?
How your current, Spectrum, are they going from the pole in the air to your home, or are they underground?
Oh, to the pole. The pole to the home.
So they're in the air?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Your power as well?
A Spectrum company?
So either the Spectrum or Central Hudson, for example.
Oh, we have the central Hudson poles outside. Is that what you mean? With the electric?
Yeah, like how does the electric come into the house?
Yeah, by wire.
Okay, yeah, and those wires are in the air, not under the ground?
No, I wish they were under the ground sometimes. No, they're in the air.
Okay, all right. Just figure I ask and double check. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
What is it?
Is your billing address different than your service address?
Oh, no. Same.
Okay. It's the same. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And so Betty Jane, is it all in the, is Betty Jane the first name or is Jane the middle name?
Betty, and then Jane's the middle name.
Okay. All right. So I'll just list you as Betty. And then how do you spell your last name, please?
KOZLOWSKI.
Perfect. And do you have an email address?
No, I don't do any of the electronic stuff.
Okay. Do you know anybody that you trust that has an email address?
I have my sons here.
Because the reason that we ask for email is so that you can access your bill online as well.
Oh, I don't want to do that. Would you deduct that from my checking account?
We would deduct it directly through your checking account if we do paperless. If we do paperless, that's how you're going to go ahead and get that $10 discount.
Let me see. Hold on a second while I get
Oh, absolutely.
I think I have it here. Yeah, I have it. Oh, good.
Okay.
I was trying to read the damn thing. Okay, Ron Kozlowski, R-O-N Kozlowski.
Okay.
Craig, I need for you to read this. That's something. Oh, AOL.
AOL.com?
AOL.com.
Perfect. And what is your primary phone number, please?
845-331-8440.
Okay. And were you looking to add home phone service as well?
No, I have that with DirecTV.
Okay. Oh, I just figure I ask.
Yeah, I got it. Pardon me, did you say something?
I was just asking. I was just saying that I would just ask, and I was just asking at that point.
Am I making your day?
Oh, no, it's been an interesting day so far.
Oh, good. You know, on the flyer, they gave a certain phone number, and they kept telling me it was out of services. Oh, God. I thought you left town already. But
No, we haven't, thankfully.
No, my grandson works for this company, and he's very pleased.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I'm glad that he likes it.
Yes, yes. Gets along very well with Mr. Quigley and all that. okay.
All right. And then how may we contact you? Would you prefer by phone? If you have a...
Yes.
Okay. Of course. I was also going to ask if you had a cell phone, if you wanted us to send you a text message.
Oh, Christ. No. I like
okay.
to talk to humans, you know?
Absolutely. And, I mean, everything is so automated nowadays, but which does bring me to the fact that, you know, asking if you agree to receive phone calls, which can be automated and or pre-recorded from us at Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number that you provided. Typically what it is when we call you, it's either like, hey, we're checking in, or hey, we need some additional information before the appointment, or we're just letting you know, hey, don't forget your appointment is set for X date, and then
Oh, okay.
To confirm. And of course, you may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase at all.
Okay. So this is a 2-year plan, correct?
Yes, so we don't hold you to a contract, like you're not going to be stuck with us for those 2 years, but that price is valid for 2 years.
Oh, yeah, good. I'll save a few dollars there.
Absolutely. And, of course, as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This doesn't affect your credit score. It's a soft inquiry, not a hard inquiry. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. Mm-hmm. If you want to bypass the credit check, you can, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit.
Oh, I don't like that one. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, absolutely. No worries. All right. And just bear with me as I get into that system. Mm-hmm. It just takes a minute to load. I do appreciate your patience. All right. All right, and whenever you are ready, I am ready for that social.
Ready for what?
Your social.
Oh, 130-28-9257.
Thank you, and I only need it once, so I'm running it now.
Okay.
All right, everything looks perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So no deposit required, which is great.
Good.
And then we did discuss about the auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up for that?
Would that be through my bank?
Yes. Yeah, so it would. Well, so we would need your bank details, so your routing and account number.
Okay. I know my account number, but that routing number, I got to look up.
I know. It's a difficult 9-digit.
And it's something I don't use too often.
Absolutely. I know. I keep having to look it up.
Okay. Okay, number 221. God, let me see. 9.
It's okay.
You got it all day, huh?
I do.
971-086. Am I missing a digit there at the end?
Nope, I've got Rondo.
Oh, Rondo.
Yes.
So I know my account number.
At least there's that, and I'm ready for that whenever you're ready.
Okay. 360-100-7412.
Thank you. And it is your name on the account, is that correct?
My name is on, and my daughter's name is second.
Okay. And it includes your middle name of Jane, correct?
J period, I have.
Okay. And just to make sure I'm spelling it correct, it's K-O-Z-L-O-W-S-K-I.
Correct.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is this a checking account or a savings account?
A checking account.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month?
Pardon me? Say
again. Do you authorize direct debit payment every month?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
All right. And how did you hear about us at our Shop Fiber? I know you said something about a flyer, so direct mail probably.
Well, my grandson was working for the company on Andrew Street around March or April, I think it was. And he kept saying, Graham, you ordered a flyer. I said, yeah, okay. Then I got your flyer, and I said, I better get myself in gear for, you know, I'm saving.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. The cable company that I was with was like $130 every month.
Yeah. Look. Then my grandson was here a couple of times. Ma, did you call up? Yeah. I said, no. I'm gonna. Want me to do it for you? No, I can do it. I can do it. So anyway, I finally said, today, I got to do this today or I'll get hollered at again. He loves working for the company, so that's good. But
oh, yes, absolutely. We enjoy it. We're all locals, too, so it's not like, you know, we're headquartered here in Kingston, and then we're all locals, so we definitely enjoy having that, you know, deeper community. Kind of like Anchor, you know.
Gosh, they're applying those filters all over the place.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And then, of course, is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, loose dogs?
Oh, no. No, everything's fine.
Okay. And did you have any questions or comments for the tech?
No. Well, yes. What would I do about Spectrum? Is that...
Okay.
Do
so
I have
with
to call them and cancel?
No. So you won't call them and cancel until our fiber services are fully installed. That's what we recommend. I mean, if you want to, you can, but typically we advise until after so that you remain connected.
Mm-hmm. But that'd be what I'll do, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, just checking.
All right.
Now, okay, we're fine, I guess. Thanks for the laugh.
Oh, of course, anytime. You have to have fun.
Oh, yes. You don't laugh, you cry, right?
Exactly. All right, Betty. So now we are up to our scheduling, and I did want to go over a couple of disclosures for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect you to your service. They may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you won't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground. At that point, we will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And then, of course, with if you have a current provider, meaning Spectrum, to maintain that consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until fiber services are installed to cancel current provider. And then our gateway, which is the modem and the router, and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of the service. At that time, you will receive a return kit, essentially a box with a return label to us, to send that associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. We at Archtop Fiber reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment within its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up an account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, perfect.
I'm okay with it.
Thank you very much. So we do have July 26th available as our soonest available date. We have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. appointment time.
How about 10 o'clock?
You want 10 a.m.? Perfect. And 26. Did you? Yes, the 26th. So that would be next Friday, 1 week from today.
Okay.
And then is there anything that might be able to help with this appointment? Like if you have any comments or anything that you want the technician to know or be aware of?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then you are all scheduled. You're all set up, and we will definitely see you on the 26th.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, of course. Anytime, Betty. Did you have any other questions for me today?
No, not at all. No, nope,
all
everything's
right.
Good.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to get your appointment installation scheduled. So thank you so much for calling into Art Shop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.